Dr. Pesky dictating a mail, IM8, on September 6th, Ryoti Milton, M-I-L-T-O-N, Butts, B-U-T-T-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Butts as described in my report of 6-2018. Brady's now a 66-year-old male who again reports he injured his right leg at work on 7-25-17. Appears he did not specify any mechanism of injury. Appears he did not have surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Butts alleged he was attacked from behind by an employee, causing injuries to his right knee and right foot. Period. Since evaluated here, he did not have any specific treatment relative to the subject event, except as follows. Appeared on 8/16/19, he was seen by a podiatrist, Dr. Sullivan. Appeared his assessment was right foot pain, comma, right ankle pain, comma, and plantar fracture contracture with persistent plantar fasciitis. Appeared he ordered x-rays of the feet and ankle on the right and ordered orthotics. Period. He followed up with Dr. Sullivan through 9/26/19. Period. He had marginal improvement with the arch supports. Period. He likes the Aetrex, A-E-T-R-E-X, over the power steps. Period. The power steps were intolerable. Period. The right plantar fascia had no swelling. Period. He points to the medial band of the midfoot arch. Period. Dr. Sullivan then recommended ultrasound imaging and follow-up afterwards. Period. It is unclear if this actually occurred. Period. New paragraph. I am now also in receipt of some earlier records that were not previously available. For these shows, the petitioner saw Dr. Roseman, R-O-S-E-M-A-N, on 8/2/17. Period. He diagnosed injury of the right lower leg with an unspecified fracture of the right foot. Period. He followed Mr. Butts' progress over the ensuing weeks. Period. As of 11/20/17, his diagnoses were tibialis posterior tendonitis and posterior tibial tendonitis. Period is going to continue Keridin, K-E-R-Y-D-I-N, 5%, as instructed. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had dirt under his fingernails and a rough texture to the palms bilaterally. Period extremities lower, right ankle dorsiflexion was mildly limited to 15 degrees, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus, sore, and tenderness. Period. Motion of the left ankle, as well as both hips and knees, was full in all planes without crepitus, sore, and tenderness. Period. There was non-reproducible tenderness palpation about the right lateral shin, but there was none on the left. Period. There was no tenderness at the plantar fascia. Period. Feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. And also put under general appearance, he states that he did fly planes in the past and drove race cars also. Period. Impressions. Milton Butts reportedly injured his right leg at work on 7/25/17, as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he was seen lepidiatrist Dr. Sullivan, period. Orthotics were prescribed, period. New paragraph, the current exam of Mr. Butts. Noted minimally decreased range of motion about the right ankle, period. There was no tenderness, palpation about the Achilles tendon or plantar fascia. Period for bracket maneuvers were negative. Period, he had a physiologic gait and could walk on his heels and toes. Period, new paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency will be inserted as marked from my prior report. That's the end.